Boy, oh boy. Who was that? I don't know. Ross
and Jono. Oh, hello. It's us again. It's the Ross and Jono rebooted podcast. Hello, Rossy boy. How you going?
I'm very good, mate. You're looking physically very attractive today for what is another barnstorming podcast coming up. Thank you so much for downloading it, sharing it, and all your lovely comments on social media. Shall I share a few with you?
Please do.
Oh, yes. I think you will rather like this. Bernie Delaney says, best of luck. Keep it up. And well done on winning your fight against cancer, Jono, which is going well, isn't it?
I'm sort of all clear and in remission, whatever that means, but I'm still having 3 monthly checkups just to make sure everything's fine.
Brilliant.
And still taking the tablets, and I'm on a new tablet which is basically seems to have killed all the cancer cells. But you know, you can never talk too soon with cancer because it's a very nasty, horrible little thing that hides around in your bones and stuff. So anyway, I'm feeling great, and thank you very much to all the people who've said, Jono Coleman, you can't die yet because you owe me money.
Anthea Turner, love you too. Little message on social media. In fact, we're going to get Anthea on the podcast in the next run, as we like to call them. Who we got? James Denmead, great listening to you two again. Jace Graham, opinionated girl. Gareth Cottrell, only just discovered you two. Where have you been for 20 years, Gareth? Brilliant podcast. Thank you so much for listening, mate. Gary Apsley, Bernie Delaney, Pat Sharper, Pat Mick.
Oh, fantastic. And you know,
he's a
who else
guy.
Sent me a message? We love Pat Sharp, but Timmy Mallett sends his regards.
Oh,
he's been listening to the podcast.
Good
so, Timmy Mallett, good on you for listening, and thank you for all your nice comments on the old internet, and also for Jo Good at BBC London.
Yes.
She's been listening to the podcast as
Bravo.
Well. So, a lot of those radio friends of ours are on board.
That's
and
lovely.
Russ Kane as well. Russ Kane.
Yes, of course. Hello, jammers up in the flying eye. Russ Kane, capital. Anyway, Kermit the Frog follows Russ and Jono on Twitter. That's where you'll find us, at Russ and Jono. It's as simple
as
that. Follow us, comment, we'll give you a little mention on the show, and please do tell your friends about Russ and Jono rebooted the podcast, because we need as many listeners as we can get. Otherwise, we'll just hang up our headphones.
Exactly. And also, there's a number of people who have been going to russandjono.com and asking sort of simple little questions like, you know, Russ, Jono, and we've got a couple of those coming up.
Oh, have we?
If there's something, because we are fonts of all things knowledgeable. We're a couple of fonts and a couple of cults.
Ah,
so if
that's
you want to
more like it. Yeah.
Yes. But we open the font of knowledge, the can of worms, and we've got a few questions that people want answered, that, you know, just to help, you know, when people sit around afterwards, had a few drinks, and they go, oh, I've got a question we should send to Russ and Jono. I've got a few of those.
Okay, here comes a Russ and Jono 30-second piece of music, because we're too tight to pay for it. It will be a classic, but don't enjoy it too much, because it only lasts for 30 seconds.
Sounds are screaming and the fires are howling, we're down in the valley tonight. Gates of heaven, I'll come calling home back to you.
Russ and Jono rebooted. It is the podcast. You can find us at audioboom.com/channel/Russ-and-Jono-rebooted. It's a nice, easy address, isn't it? But listen, if you go to your podcast at Apple or Google, you will find us there as well. And thank you so much for getting involved. So, should we have a little dumb crime of the day?
Oh, I love a dumb crime of the day.
Okay.
And if you're a new listener to Russ and Jono, to the podcast, or you're an old listener from Virgin Radio, 12-15 days. Dumb crimes are basically we scour the globe looking for the stupidest criminals, whether they be in Mexico City or whether they're somewhere in Australia or somewhere in London. We love criminal stories because we hate crime, but we love it when the crime goes wrong.
Yeah, that's right, Jono. Crime never pays, and this is a real loser of a criminal. The authorities have said that they've arrested a man in Pittsburgh in the United States of America.
Pittsburgh.
who attempted, his name is Anthony Scolieri, to rob a pharmacy, a chemist, as we like to call them in the UK, and he failed miserably. All he got was a small amount of cash and then ran outside to get into his getaway car, but he couldn't drive away. The reason being, he didn't have any petrol in his car.
Planning. It's all about planning.
The police turned up and he waved a weapon at them. Oh, I say. But it turned out that it was fake. And so he had no petrol, a fake weapon. He'd stolen about $10 and the police just said, what a loser you are. You're nicked. And that is our dumb crime of the day.
Stupid criminals. Yeah,
never pays. Crime never pays, Jono. I could tell you that.
Exactly.
Oh, they're chomping at the bit. Look at them. They want their own T-shirts. You know who. Edward Sissons-Hansen.
Edward and Shanker.
Shanker Ghoul is here. They come with the news.
Oh, my God.
Yes, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes,
Dross and Bongo, it's Edward and Shanker here, and off we go. Here's the headline from the Daily Mirror. I love to look in the mirror. I'm so good looking. The headline says, cured ham. It's a miracle, say Vatican doctors. Thank you very much indeed.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. And let me see what I've got here. There seems to be proof of recent life on Mars. You know, they're always sending up probes. And the latest probe that landed on the Martian planet it proves that there was actually and still is life at one stage on Mars, because they found a Rolling Stones tour jacket and Mick's walking frame. And it's still in very good order. So there you are. There is life on Mars, like David Bowie said. Thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you very much indeed. Oh, okay, I'm turning my attention to the Daily Express. And the headline says, survivors of a plane crash in the Himalayas admitted to turning to cannibalism to survive. They ate their fellow passengers. Apparently, they had no choice. It was either that or airline food. Thank you very much
indeed. Thank you very much indeed. I've got time for one more from the Mirror.
Lovely.
On the wall. Yes, Mirror on the wall. Who is the sexiest of the two, Shanker or Edward? And the headline is the... Yes, of course. Thank you, Shanker. Shanker's not bad. Not bad. Bringing up the rear. Let me see. The new Stormy Daniels inflatable sex doll is very popular, but not in the White House, it would seem. It keeps going down and can't stop leaking, said a White House spokesman. Yes, it's going down and leaking a lot. Sounds like some dates I've been out on with some of the girls.
Sorry.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yes, thank you very much indeed from me, Edward Sissons-Hands, and him...
Edward Sissons-Hands, and of course me, Shanker Ghoulies.
Yes, you nearly forgot who you were. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
There you go. Edward and Shanker, completely and utterly out of control. I still think they've got the Christmas sherry in them. We had a competition.
There's a gas leak in that little news studio, I think.
There's a lot of leaking going on in those headlines. We had a competition on... I think one of the first, maybe the second or third podcast, episode two or three. If you haven't heard it, you'll find it wherever you get your podcasts, and share it around if you enjoy it.
Oh, they're all up there.
Oh, yes. And basically, the competition was, can you give us the missing word from the title of our radio show on Virgin Radio in the 90s? And we said it was called the Russ and Jono Breakfast
Experience
was right. And from all the millions of people who had a go, we pulled out a winner who will get 10 totally crap CDs stored in my garage. And it's a big congratulations. What a moment for Martin Byrne from High Wycombe.
Congratulations,
He
Martin.
Is enjoying us on Fix Radio. He said, I programmed Fix Radio on my DAB and I was there before you even went on the air. And you really should get some thank you very much indeed T-shirts made. We should.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I think thank you very much indeed. Coffee and tea mugs would be a good idea too.
Oh, yes.
I think we could very very stylish. Depending where the work's being done, if it's in a stylish part of town, it could be a thank you very much indeed coffee or tea cup and a nice cosy.
Sounds expensive. We'll have to go to China.
Oh, I love China. I love their food.
I'm sure you do. Now then, on the podcast, we've had a series of guests. We've had Alistair Stewart, news guru. Yeah. We've had Steve Penk, of course, talking about how you can set up your own radio station. Nina Mishkoff, who dished the dirt the News of the World and whether they had their secret safe before they sadly had to close down or for very good reasons had to close down, perhaps. They used to have a safe, but she never saw it with all the stories in it. So Nina's been on the show.
We've had
Neil Sean with all the showbiz gossip. He was great. And in fact, we wanted to get Neil on, but he's been in hospital recently.
Nothing serious.
He will be back on probably the next couple of weeks. You get the podcast, incidentally, fortnightly now. Yeah. We launch with a burst of weekly just to get you into the vibe.
Hooked.
Yeah, that's right. And
like drug dealers.
Yes, but now we've decided it's going to be fortnightly, and there's a reason for that. We are absolutely knackered. No, it's just that's the way it's going to be.
Well, also, we've got our day jobs, and I have to do the school run in the morning and the afternoon.
Well,
and
you've got to keep fit as well.
That's a bloody job and a half in itself. Mate. And then you've got the dogs to take out for a walk on your stately home.
I've got all those football shows to do. Anyway, we'll keep them coming. That's an absolute promise. Guest-wise, people have been saying you've had some great guests so far. When are you going to up the game a bit and get some really big names? Well, I thought Leo Sayer at Christmas was a massive name to be on with us, Jono.
Absolutely. And I've also spoken to Trish Goddard.
Trisha from Channel 5?
Yeah. She's up for it. She's been listening to the podcast.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's just a question of getting her into, because she spends part of the time in New York and a lot of the time in Norwich and in London. So it's a question of getting her when she's around. I tried to get her today, and we could have rung her in New York, but I just was worried about the time changes.
Okay.
So Trish is up for it.
What about Kylie? Kylie, have you lined Kylie up?
Kylie Jenner, one of the Kardashians.
No. Minogue.
Ooh, I'll see what I can do. I don't know if she could stay up as late as she used to, because you've got these strange hours. I know that sometimes you like recording these podcasts late at night or very early in the morning, depending when your greyhound's available.
Exactly, Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Actually,
that's right. Exactly. I thought it was one of those rescue dogs.
About guests? Anthea Turner is definitely coming on. She's going to talk to us about Anthean Land, which is a lovely place. It's a bit like Marshmallow World. Nothing ever goes wrong now. And she's going to tell us all about Blue Peter. And
remember she worked with Eamon Holmes for a very long time on GMTV.
On, TVAM or whatever it's called.
No, GMTV.
By the way, when you come to me, Jono emails me or something, or sends me a text message. Oh, I could get Gennaro, the Italian chef. He's prepared to come on the podcast with Jamie Oliver. But I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm working
on it. You haven't done it yet, but when you scrape the bottom of the barrel, I do not want to see the name that is two words, Rolf Harris. If I went to your mobile phone, I guarantee you, your mobile phone, if I went through your contacts, Rolf Harris would be in there.
I've got his brother's name. I've got his brother's
name. Why would you have his brother's name?
Because he was his manager. I bet he's not anymore.
No. But anyway, I'll tell you what, it's always a good thing to ask the listeners to the podcast. I think we should get Stephen Fry on, because Steve, like you, has battled prostate cancer.
Yeah,
he's very well. And I think Stephen would come on. And I think it'd be great, because he's got a brilliant new book out that when I walked past Waterstones the other day was the number one bestseller. It was Waterstones at Waterloo. And the man is a genius. It was about Greek philosophy or Greek story.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just amazing. I mean, what a guy. And we should get him on. Who else? What about Shane Warne? We should get little Warney on.
Well, he charges about $20,000 for lifting up the phone these days. But
he's got the same agent as us. It should be free.
Oh, well, you talk to your agent and I'll talk to my agent.
Okay.
He usually says, I've got Russ on the other line. Can I put you on hold?
Yes.
And then about a couple of hours later, it's like, hello, are you still there, Jono? Oh, damn. But you know who else I'm working on? Apart from Trisha, Katrina from Katrina and the Waves.
Nice.
She said yes.
Nice.
And then she went off on tour. So I think like a lot. And also I went for Alex Smith, who used to be in that Australian band called Talking Pictures. Remember that song, What About Me?
No.
No?
No.
John Farnham?
Yes.
You're
the singing
voice
plumber.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get John Farnham.
Oh, that'd
maybe.
Be great. I think he was born in Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless I missed
out. Another. He's another one of those 10-pound poms that went to Australia like me.
Yeah, and I think we should try and get a couple of people on the podcast who made their first radio appearances on the Russ and Jono Breakfast Experience. Graham Norton and Al Murray, the pub landlord. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
We should try and get them on. We'll get our people to talk to their people.
All right. I'll get my people to talk to your people who can then talk to... Yeah, Al Murray's a lovely man. He does the rounds still.
Is.
And,
he is.
And Eddie Izzard came on the show
as
well.
Yes, he did.
He had a good time.
He was barely awake, but he came on the show.
And Steve Coogan came on it, I think, vaguely from memory. I can't remember. But also Jeff Green. Remember the comedian Jeff Green?
Yes, I do.
He's still working. And
brilliant.
And I was like, there's a guy I met a couple of weeks ago who was doing a show that's traveling around the world from Las Vegas called The Illusionists. The Illusionists, a whole bunch of people that they hypnotize people. They do whip cracking. And there's a guy called Jonathan who's he eats light bulbs, and I'm going to try and get him on to explain how
he eats light bulbs.
Yeah, they're currently touring Australia.
Oh my God.
The Illusionists. And he knows this guy called Stevie Starr. Do you remember Stevie Starr?
No, I can't say I do, no.
Stevie Starr used to
Stevie Starr. I say, ooh, ah, Stevie Starr.
He used to swallow goldfish and then burp them back up into the goldfish
bowl.
I'm
sorry, this is too much. It's too much, mate.
It may not work on a podcast.
Okay, I'll leave it to you. Get your Rolodex going. Most of us have got an iPhone now and live in the 21st century or whatever it is.
On.
But anyway, we'll have a go again. You good guess, of course. I'm Russ and Jono Rebooted. Let's have 30 seconds of serious rock and roll, and then it's Ask Russ and Jono. You've sent your questions in. We're going to give you the hard answers next.
Hard short answers like Brexit.
Exactly. Russ and Jono Rebooted. Oh, that was a great song. We used to play some brilliant music on the Breakfast Show. They never let us play Inna Gadda Da Vida because it was too long. Do you remember Iron Butterfly? We used to say, let us play it. No, it's too long. The longest we did was Stairway to Heaven. We managed to go on holiday for 2 weeks from start to finish, do our Christmas shopping.
And Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yes.
Dark Side of the Moon. I used to go downstairs and wash all the executives' cars while Dark Side of the Moon was on.
Yeah, that's why they wanted it once a week, the nasty, horrible people. So via russandjono.com, people have been asking us questions, and we like to be brutally honest and frank and give our listeners good advice. And Jono, I believe that you've culled the questions that we're going to answer today off the website russandjono.com, and off you go, mate. That's
okay. If you want to write us a letter, please do. Letters to Russ and Jono. There's a special area on the website, and I've got one here from
comments.
Mike.
It's called Comments.
Comments.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys. It's Mike from Liverpool, and
hey,
I just want you to
calm down.
It's the echo. Echo. Can you help me with some advice, please, guys? I've got a new partner/girlfriend, and she's a really wonderful girl, but we're still very much in that best behavior stage.
Oh, yeah.
When do you think it will be okay? This is a bit sort of... When will it be okay to fart in front of her, or maybe go to the loo with the door open? You know, there's that certain stage in a relationship. Can you please help me, Russ and Jono? Cheers from your fan, Mike from Liverpool.
Well, Mike from Liverpool. I would say, I don't know. I think you've got to give it a month.
I was going to say like 6 months, but I mean,
but that's the difference between you and me. One, do not do the F word, the fart, under the duvet for the first time after a heavy night because it could be embarrassing. So I would use the receptacle that you would for your ablutions, and you can let rip with one there after about a month. That's as far as
I'm exactly.
concerned.
And what I tended to do back in the old days, and I even do it now, is I usually put the water tap on, so I run the tap. So if I feel like there's a fart coming on or a bit of wayward gas...
Are you talking about the bidet?
Yeah, well, I just put the tap on, so there's a bit of water running. So if you do...
Even Australians even go to the loo industrially, you know.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what was that? It's okay. So I think it was the dog. I've blamed a few on the dog, but I tell you what, to Mike in Liverpool...
Hey, be very careful, mate, before you slag anyone off about... You sent me a picture about 24 hours ago of you sitting on the loo. Why do you think I want to see that? Hey? And I said, oh, good God. And you said, glad you liked it.
All you could see, for people listening to the podcast, all you could see was I was taking it downwards. I was sitting on the loo, and you could see my feet sticking out in front and a bit of a bulging belly. You couldn't even see the wedding tackle. You couldn't see the wedding tackle. Just a bit.
Nobody could see them because your belly is too big. Anyway,
I couldn't even see it. Thank you, Mike from Liverpool. I hope that's been some help for you. Keep the door closed as well. And always have some of that air freshener standing by too.
Next.
I've got one here. Dear Russ and Jono, this one is from All the Best from Ben and Susie from Essex. All right, Essex. Russ and Jono, we're doing up our bathroom at the moment at home. We love listening to your podcasts. And we've just found Fix Radio, which is great news.
Yeah.
What do you recommend we do with the loo? Ben wants to have tiles, but I, on those colder mornings, prefer a bit of carpet, Susie says. So do you recommend carpet or tiles near the loo in the morning or at any time of the day? All the best, Ben and Susie from Essex.
Well, I've got to say I'm a tiles type of guy, but you've got to have heated tiles. So you have to put the little web underneath the tiles with the electric current, then get one of our listeners at Fix Radio, highly skilled tradesman, to come around and do the grouting, and then you can flick the switch in the morning or maybe get it automatically done, and it warms the tiles. So when you walk on, it's warm as toast tiles.
That's a great idea. That's
carpet,
great.
Anything happens, any sort of little messes here, there and everywhere, it's a nightmare to scrub them off.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I would say I agree with Russ and go for tiles, and the tiles under floor heating is the way forward.
Absolutely.
And I've tried grouting once, and all you could hear was a fat man grunting while grouting. It's not a pretty sight. Grunting and grouting don't go together, but heated tiles are the answer. Ben and Susie from Essex, thank you very much for your letters. I've got lots more of those coming through, so if you want to write a Dear Russ and Jono, let us to Russ and Jono at the website, which of course is russandjono.com, and we do our best to be the font of all knowledge.
Right. Thank you for the questions. As Jono said, that is it from us. We're going to be back in a fortnight's time with another exciting episode of Russ and Jono Rebooted. It's our podcast that you will find wherever you get your podcasts. Apologies for the slightly out of control Edward and Shanker. We've got some great guests lined up on the pipeline. We've had a bit of dumb crime of the day and Sabah True. We've been through our social media. Keep those little points of contact coming with us. We love them. Yeah. We really appreciate them.
And
we're being serious.
Tell your friends as well, because a lot of people have said, oh, I heard about these Russ and Jono podcasts. How do I find it? What happens? So you can also find Russ has got his own Twitter, and I've got my at Jono Coleman Twitter, and I always give you directions to find the podcast and also on the Facebook.
Too.
So it's always good. And tell your friends if you enjoy it, because it's like a little secret network we've got going. So Russ and Jono Rebooted.
That's it. Are you going to knock the clock or what?
Let's see if I can see the clock. Oh, there it is up there. Oh, dearie me. Yes, look at that time. We should knock, knock, knock that naughty clock that says it's time to go. Our time has passed. It goes so fast. And now we'll end our show. And as Russ and Jono always say...
See ya!
See ya!
See ya!
See ya!
3, 2, 1...
See ya!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.